This is a Pivotal Conversations podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Girl Fit Method podcast. I'm your host, Natasha Wakefield, and I am here to help you take charge of your health, get empowered, and ultimately become the best version of yourself. Let's go.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Girl Fit Method podcast. We have another dial-in dilemmas today, and we are talking all things portion sizes and feeling like, what can you do if you feel like you can't control yourself around certain foods and end up overeating? And you're usually really not enjoying the food as well, which can be a little bit frustrating. It almost feels like an out-of-body experience. So that is what we are going to answer today. That is our dilemma. But can I just say, before we get into that, my goodness, the past week, I have felt so incredibly tired. I've also felt like my life is the worst life on the planet. Everything is going bad for me and nothing good is going to happen. And I thought, what on earth is going on with my brain? Have I fallen into a deep, dark depression? And do you know what just came? What just came was my period. I woke up and I got my period and I thought, do you know what? This explains everything. Isn't it crazy how your period can literally turn you into an absolute psycho? And also, I haven't been able to stop eating. I've literally just been so incredibly hungry. Hormones. It's not fair. Us girls constantly have to deal with fluctuating hormones, which sends us a little bit mad. But that's not our fault. We're just a girl, right? And we're just trying to survive in the world. But I'm really thankful that I've realized I'm not a psycho. Well, no, I'm not a psycho. Well, I am actually a week before my period. Anyway, I don't know if you guys can relate to that. Let me know. I'm sure you can. It seems to be a universal experience that we all tend to experience. I was thinking of another word, but you know what I mean. Anyway, I'm going to get stuck into today's dial-in dilemma. Remember, if you want to be on the podcast, you can leave a voice memo. I have like a link in my bio, my Instagram and my TikTok, where you can leave your voice messages, or alternatively, you can send me a DM and we can absolutely work out a time for a call. I'm loving having calls with you guys and actually being able to chat with you. And it doesn't matter where you are in the world, we can make the time zone work. So, yeah, definitely let me know, send me a DM or leave a voice memo and I will be able to answer your question. And also just want to say a massive thank you to anyone and everyone that has left a rating and review for the podcast. I know I harp on about it, but unless you are a podcaster, it's hard to understand actually how important that is and how much that allows me to keep doing what I'm doing. So it takes 2 seconds, literally 2 seconds. Make sure you subscribe, leave a 5-star rating, make sure you're following, and then send a screenshot of it and send it to me because you might win a Gymshark voucher. It's a win-win situation. But I'm just so thankful for all of you and all of your support. And I hope to continue to be able to provide you with more quality content and value in these episodes for the rest of 2024. All right, let's get into our dial-in dilemma for today.
Hello, Sasha.
Hello, am I speaking with Brooke?
Yes, this is her. How are you?
I'm so well, thank you. I'm so excited to have you on the podcast and to answer your question today. So hit me, question do you have for me?
Yeah, first off, I'm so happy to meet you. Thank you for having me. My question is really around, it feels kind of absurd to ask, but it is really around like food habits and eating habits and portion control specifically. And wanted to just ask you if there's anything you suggest to help me retrain the way I think about portion control and eating. Like, for example, eating, like overeating and overindulging and having a feeling that food might disappear if I don't consume all of it.
Yeah. So one sitting. A little bit of a scarcity mindset. Can I ask a quick question?
Yeah, of course.
So the foods that you're over consuming, is this any kind of meal? Is this any kind of food? Or is this a food that you may have had a bad relationship with in the past, or maybe is high in calories that you think might be quote unquote bad for you or might make you gain weight?
Yeah, it's probably more leaning towards that. I wouldn't say not always, but it generally is, yeah, something that might be quote unquote unhealthy or higher calorie content or something that I previously considered like something that I shouldn't be eating. I would say definitely that's probably very true.
Okay, yes. So to summarize, you are somebody that when they go to eat something that might be quote unquote indulgent or that you have deemed in the past as bad, you feel like you eat it in portions that you eat that in portions that you don't even feel like you want, right? So it's like this idea of like, well, I'm here now, I'm eating it. I might not be able to eat this again. I'm just going to eat to the point where I'm not enjoying it. I'm over consuming. And you feel like you don't have this balance where you can, for example, go and have a slice of cake and leave it at that. It's like, no, I need to go back for another slice and then another slice.
Yeah, and I don't know. It's almost like I'm just not satiated until I've eaten too much, and then I'm like, I'll make an effort to make sure I'm enjoying it in the process. But then I look back and I'm like, what was what? Why? I didn't need all of that, and now I just feel sick, And it's like an urge to just enjoy the food because it's there. In front of me, and I'm like tricking myself, thinking, well, when I might not get this again. And so I'm just wondering if there's any tips you have around that or ways that I could think about it differently so that I don't stress about
These portion sizes.
overeating.
Yeah, like how do you enjoy it just in normal portions that are satisfying? Okay, so first of all, I want to say if we stop and think about it rationally, you'll never be in a position where you won't ever have access to that food. So what that tells me is that this is completely a mindset that we need to work on. And behind that is a mindset of feeling a slight amount of guilt and shame around consuming that food. And so what happens is subconsciously, and just remember, you might not feel in the moment that this is how you're feeling, but if this is a habit that's been consistent for you, as well as if you've had a really bad relationship with food, this is almost something that's going to just happen automatically. You may not even be aware of it. And so when you're consuming that food, subconsciously, you've already noted that as doing something wrong, being bad, that equating you gaining weight, and therefore you shouldn't be doing this naughty thing, right? Now, when we are told we can't have something or what we're doing is bad, it's almost like this self-sabotage that we get into. And so we go, oh my gosh, I don't want to. And also, there's the thought of how you feel after you finish consuming that food. While you're in it, while you're eating, it feels good, right? Like you're getting that dopamine hit, you're enjoying it. And then after you sit with it and you reflect, like you mentioned, and you're like, my goodness, why didn't I
Like
just
what have I done?
stop? Absolutely, absolutely. So it's kind of like this all or nothing mentality, right? So we can't just go into something and enjoy it in a portion that's going to be satisfying for us. And that all comes down to mindset. A little task, and I don't know whether you've done this, but have you? Is there certain foods, like, can you identify certain foods that you do this with consistently?
Oh gosh. I mean, a lot probably, which is embarrassing to say. But it usually is things like, if I'm invited to a dinner and there's like a plethora of food available, like more than is necessary, I might find it easier to overindulge there. Or if I'm like spending a lot of time or effort into making a really good meal, whatever it is, I might just like want to enjoy it to the nth degree, and eat all of it when I don't need to. I guess it's hard to narrow it down to one food.
That's
But
okay. You've actually answered my question in a way. And that is what I was curious about is this something that you do on a daily basis with the normal foods that you consume on a daily basis? And the answer is really no. It sounds like when you're in control of what you're consuming, you're able to control those portions and those foods that feel safe for you or the meals that you consume on a regular basis. Because you're getting them regularly, there's no need to have to overeat it. It's when you're in situations that are out of your control, when you're having an event or it's a treat, something that you wouldn't consume normally, that you feel like you need to go overboard, which leads me to my next point, and that is in order to feel like a food doesn't have control over you or a meal doesn't have control over you, exposing yourself to that more frequently is actually a really, really incredible challenge you can set for yourself. The more you expose yourself to something, the less fear that thing has over you. Now, I remember as well, Brooke, and I don't want you to feel embarrassed when you said that. Please don't. There is no shame in this. I used to do this constantly. And I can tell you right now, I was in your shoes exactly. And it was the same reason that you're doing this. And that is, I had a history of an eating disorder. And I suffered with this when I didn't even have my eating disorder. This was when I was actually healing and I had somewhat healed from it. However, I didn't know how to understand, sorry, I didn't know how to consume foods in portions that felt good. And that was because I had fostered this unhealthy relationship with food. And sometimes it's almost like we need to learn how to re-eat. You know, we need to learn that skill of going, okay, we can consume this in a normal portion and then we can move on with our day. And so for me, what really helped throughout that process and what we do with our girls is definitely getting them to do that actually more often. And that might sound scary because you're like, well, listen, I'm already over consuming that food. Aren't I just going to continuously over consume it? And the truth is, potentially initially, however, over time, you won't have that issue. You won't feel the need to over consume that food because just like what you're consuming now on a daily basis, you don't feel the need to over consume. That's because you're exposing yourself to that on a daily basis. Hard and scary, I know. And this isn't about even, you know, having a full meal. It could be around sitting down, writing a list of foods or meals that do make you potentially, you know, act in this way, and then begin to sort of tick them off the list and maybe challenge yourself on a weekly basis. The other thing I would love for you to do as well, and I know sometimes this can be a little bit difficult, especially if you're eating out. However, if you've got an event on, what I want you to become aware of is the thoughts that are running through your mind. Now, you sort of mentioned like sometimes in the moment you're kind of actually enjoying it, and I truly believe that deep down there's a little bit of anxiety and there's also a little bit of shame and fear around going to these social events and the food. And a part of that can be that you feel bad about consuming those foods, but also you don't trust yourself. You don't trust yourself just to have that food in a normal portion. And journaling, exactly, brain dumping. Let's actually call it brain dumping. Dumping what is actually going on in your brain on pen and paper. And the beautiful thing about this is sometimes what it actually allows us to do is figure out what we're thinking when we're not even aware of what we're thinking. I don't know if you've ever had the experience where you're journaling and you're writing and you're like, oh my goodness, I feel like I didn't even think that I had these thoughts running through my mind. Now, the reason that's really important is because unless you're aware of what you're thinking, you're not going to be able to change your behavior because your actions begin with the thoughts in your mind. So if you can become 100%. Aware, if you can become aware of those thoughts, you're able to then stop and reflect on the action that you then want to take. Now, that might mean that you still do the same thing. However, over time, you can challenge that and go, all right, I'm feeling like, I don't know, I'm going to a friend's birthday party and there's going to be so much pizza. And and actually, well, pizza's delicious, right? And I'm feeling really anxious. I sit down and I start writing down the feelings of like, okay, feeling anxious, don't trust myself to have a portioned amount. And then if you're really honest with yourself, I'm worried that if I overconsume this, I'm probably going to gain weight. And that makes me feel really fearful. Or I'm frustrated at myself that I can't just go and have a normal portion like every single person. Okay, well, let's stop and reflect that. When you go to eat, it allows you to be really mindful in the moment and also be aware that, hey, all right, this is the thought that I'm thinking. Therefore, when I start to overconsume, I'm self-sabotaging. So I don't really want to self-sabotage. How can I, in this particular event, pull back? How can I have it in a, how can I have, you know, 5 slices of pizza and feel like I know my tummy, I'm feeling really fulfilled and I don't need any more. Why do I need to go back for another 5? and really be in that thought and just be aware of it. And over time, you then will actually have that awareness to be able to change your actions because you can change your thoughts around that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And you know what's funny is this is very similar to the last the question that you did last week or a couple weeks ago. And I'm seeing a lot of a lot of similarities in the benefits of journaling and just being mindful of what is actually going through my head in those moments. I completely agree. I was just going to add, in the moment, I'm not really thinking. It's just a very subconscious, in the moment thing that happens. And it will be interesting to try and capture what's actually going through my brain at that time.
Totally. It's a habit you've created. And so it's just become second nature to you. But what I want you to learn is to ditch that all or nothing mentality. And also, do you know what you can tell yourself, which I think is very powerful, is that you can always have more. You can always have more. You can always actually have more tomorrow. You don't need to just eat this food at this event. You can go back to that restaurant and you can consume that food tomorrow.
I tell myself this too, and it still is just my weakness. I'm I want the more now. it's never enough.
Look, it's also totally okay to overindulge. Can I just say that? It is totally fine. Yeah. But I think you know that you're not doing it because you're purely at peace with it and you're enjoying it. You're doing it as a means of almost self-sabotage. And so how do you stop
that? Most of the time.
Yeah. Look, I think in summary, what you really need to do is, like we spoke about, brain dump. Just put everything onto a piece of paper, and also brain dump after you've done it as well. So when you get home and you're feeling those feelings, brain dump how you're feeling. Number two is try, as hard as it is, to expose yourself to that food or to actually going out to more events and telling yourself, repeating to yourself, I can have this tomorrow. I can have this at another time. I don't need to overconsume right now, because if I wake up tomorrow and I feel like this food, I'm going to go and I'm going to purchase it, or I'm going to eat it and I'm going to feel completely fine. And that's what will eventually get you into a position where you've got that balance, but also you're in control of your decisions, right?
I love that. Yeah, I definitely like that.
Awesome. Well, I want an update. You have to let me know how you go, and maybe a challenge that you set for yourself, and then I can try and keep you accountable. How does that sound?
That's amazing. Thank you so much.
My absolute pleasure. Thanks so much, Brooke.
Yes, great talking to you.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much, Brooke, for your question. And my goodness, is this common? And I used to do this as well. So much of it comes down to, honestly, us feeling like we need to do something 100% or we need to do something zero. In that, when we're consuming foods that we quote as bad or naughty, or we're having a special event, we have to go all out. And a reason for that is because we don't allow ourselves to have that balance all the time. But it is true. It's a very powerful thing to remind yourself that you're in control of all your decisions. And actually, you can eat whatever you want, whenever you want. The only thing holding you back is these rules that you're creating for yourself that are actually causing you to self-sabotage and get you so much further away from your goal. Enjoy all the foods. The beautiful thing is that this works. We have so many girls that come to us terrified of eating certain foods. And you know what? Sometimes they'll go out, they'll overconsume, and they'll write to me, they'll be like, Tash, oh my goodness. Okay, I went over my calories, or I ate too much yesterday, but I didn't restrict and I didn't feel guilty. I thought, okay, I enjoyed that. And then I put it at rest and I moved on. And that is such a powerful thing. And let me tell you, if you continue to work on this, there will come a day, and I remember thinking this would never happen with me. I'm your example. There will come a day where you can go out, you can go to a restaurant, not feel anxiety, choose a meal, and hey, maybe even overindulge, and then feel completely fine and go back to normal. And not even feel, you may even get to a point where you, I don't know, let's just say I use the example of pizza. Whenever you go out to eat pizza, you always overconsume it. You might actually go out and then leave food on your plate and that be okay. And that's a good place to be, right? That is such a good place to be. All right, guys, that is it from me. Once again, I love you all so, 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 so much. Big love, Coach Tash.